This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Shanghai and Beijing are slowly coming out of lockdown, but it has been a long, long haul. More than 60 days for people in Shanghai, like Marketplace's Jennifer Pack, not being allowed out of their homes. So the very basics, like getting enough to eat, became daily challenges. So the subsistence supply chain over there became a daily necessity. Here's Jennifer.
The first proper food delivery I had during lockdown was a month after being sealed in my home.
Yeah.
For a moment, the barbecue ribs, burger, and fries gave me and my boyfriend a feeling of normalcy. Before the lockdown, interactions with delivery folks like this were frequent. Need onions for the pasta tonight? Craving bubble tea? All that could be delivered within 30 minutes for less than $2. Then Shanghai locked down, and the supply chain collapsed. Long Wang of ProA Supply Chain is in Shanghai.
During the lockdown, all these delivery people are not allowed to leave their home.
The government also sealed the city border, which was bad, he says, because most of the warehouses are just outside of Shanghai. Businesses were shut and had to apply to reopen. Not a lot of food services got permission.
The attitude from the central government is that you have to be strict. So they are only letting the most essential, for example, medical supply, to go through.
Suddenly, 10 million plus households, including Marketplace's news assistant Charles Zhang's, had to wake up at the crack of dawn to fight for delivery spots. The process is so complex, friends circulated an Excel spreadsheet on what time different apps started taking orders. I got one delivery slot. But by the time I checked out, the only thing left in my virtual cart was a case of Qingdao beer. And when we hear this tune, it's time for either another PCR test or a government handout. 1 week it was three potatoes, bok choy, and two chunks of pork. Helpful, but we didn't know when we'd get another. So I relied on my neighbors who organized bulk buys. They're pricey. Like, I paid $70 for a grocery box set, and all I wanted were the eggs and meat. Not great for consumers, but easier for suppliers. Again, supply chain expert Long Wang.
By everybody eating the same thing, you save lots of manual labors in terms of picking and sorting and packaging, right? So instead of you getting ABC, he getting XYZ, everybody get DEF.
I also have friends and underground channels to source soy sauce, instant noodles, even ice cream bars. Back on the 27th day of the lockdown, we got our eighth handout, bean curd sticks and gluten, stuff I've not cooked with. But we were lucky. Some districts received only half the handouts. Fed-up residents were shown in a video banging pots and pans to demand more food. People flooded hotlines with complaints, including one man whose call with his district government was widely circulated.
Up to now, medics cannot save lives, children cannot go to school, workers cannot work, and we tolerated it all. Chinese people are very peaceful, but once you touch our ability to eat and survive, that's crossing a line.
Perhaps the hardest hit are delivery drivers. Again, supply chain expert Long Wang.
After they leave their home, they cannot go back. So you have seen reports that people are living under the bridge. They are subject to daily testing. They have a tough time finding things to eat, even though they are delivering food to people.
Shanghai is phasing out restrictions, but that could change if there are new COVID cases. As for me, I've still got a few vegetables to stir fry. And if there's a snap lockdown again, I've got 9 jugs of vinegar, 33 pounds of rice, and 12 boxes of cereal. In Shanghai, where I'm free to move about for now, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.